here in the NRG Stadium fan cave. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu now joined by, how about it for Ben Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. So Dallas tomorrow, and is the rivalry talk kind of rubbing off on you a little bit? I know it's another game, 1 out of 16, but how do you perceive what's going on around town this week, Ben?
We know Dallas is a big game. It's our next game, but to the fans and the people from Houston, it means a lot. So we want to go out there and definitely get a win for the fans because I know they're going to be there supporting us.
First of all, I'd like to say I like that you dressed up for the occasion. You've got your cowboy boots. You're probably the best dressed guest we've had so far, I'd like to say that.
Kareem is not going to like that.
I love it. Yeah. Make sure you tell Swearinger, best dressed on
I
the team.
I will. Have you best ever gotten dress. That before, that you're the best dressed? Is this like a personal first for
I
you?
I get it all the time at home, but not here in Houston, not here in Houston.
All right, so you're best dressed right now and you're wearing your boots, but I see you a lot of times before the game walking around barefoot on the field and in the locker room. Like, what is the story behind that?
It started when I was in high school. We used to always take a nap before our pregame, walk the field, and I wanted every minute of that nap in high school. So they'd wake us up, and I didn't take the time to put on socks and shoes. I just said, all right, I'm going outside. And we had a big win. I think it was like our second week of my junior or senior year, and I was like, I'm not changing anything. So I made sure from then on I always walked the field barefoot before the game. No matter if it was raining, snow, anything, I did it always.
All right, and then the punting, is that you just like to punt before games too? Do you think you could go in there and punt? Because Bill O'Brien said, there's probably 3 or 4 guys on this team. Or no, actually he said 4 or 5 guys that could punt. And you're always practicing.
I don't think he's seen the skills yet. I know I showed Fitzpatrick and Savage last weekend that I could throw the ball pretty good. So I shocked them. So I always catch them on the edge and I don't want to show him now. I'm like, I'll wait and hold off on the punting skills till he needs me in practice.
Smart,
yeah, never mind
smart.
Punting. Quarterback, that's your game.
Oh,
quarterback.
No. Oh, no.
So, Ben, back to the barefoot thing for a moment. I've got to know, when the Texans played the Patriots in the playoffs 2 years ago, were you barefoot in Foxborough? This is January now. What's the coldest it's ever been for the barefoot routine?
I was definitely barefoot before the game.
You were.
I don't think that game or the Chicago game that was raining
in
like mid-November, that was pretty cold. And college, usually like the end of the season. I think we were playing Georgia Tech 1 year and it was like sleet and rain. That was a quick warm-up that day.
All right, you grew up in Centerville, Alabama, Bibb County High School.
Bibb County.
Why'd you go to Georgia?
I always grew up a Georgia fan. My dad actually went to Georgia and he passed away when I was 10 in a helicopter mm-hmm. crash. So from then on, I was like, if I ever get an opportunity, I'm going to go there and wear number 60 because that was his number in high school. So that was the reason why. My first 3 years, I wore 61 at Georgia because somebody else had 60. And that was the big thing. My senior year, I switched numbers to get to wear 60. So it meant a lot, and I was glad I got to do it for him.
That's an outstanding story. It's great that you get to wear that number.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Did you take a lot of grief in Alabama going to Georgia from people?
Once they
know the story, they can't.
Yeah, they really don't say anything. But all of my family originally is from Georgia, so they kind of knew. My uncles, who married my mom's sisters, they kind of gave me a hard time because they're big Alabama fans. But everybody else knew and loved Coach Rick, so it was a no-brainer.
All right, I got to ask you something that I've asked you this before on Texans Radio, but around the locker room, the guys are always talking about how you are the funniest one in the locker room, and I want to know about some of the words that you make up.
Make up.
Dwayne Brown says that you have this language, being from Alabama, Georgia, that whole area, you speak a different language. Yonder is one of your favorite words, he said, over yonder.
That's a word, ain't it?
That's a word.
It's got to be in the dictionary. See, Webster's, yonder,
yeah.
Of course.
He's just got a different dictionary than I do. They always, when I'm telling a story, I get excited, and I kind of run everything together. So I think that's what he's talking about. But when I'm on interview mode, that's what they always say. I talk kind of slower and trying to pronounce my words.
This is interview mode, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. This is like proper Ben Jones.
Yeah, it is. But let's find out how much you know Texas now. You're from the southeast, southwest here. It's Houston versus Dallas next with Ben Jones on Texans Late Night.